This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's Joint Budget Committee meets today to vote on two-year contract extensions for the state's Medicaid managed care organizations.
Why 2 years? Because we have made dramatic changes to these contracts, not just tweaks.
Health Secretary Rebecca Gee explained when lawmakers began debating the extensions 2 weeks ago. Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry hoped for tighter controls.
I know that the 23 months is huge. I mean, 11 months or some variation of that would at least give us the opportunity to come back and look at this one more time.
If you were going to negotiate a lease and you said, I want the 23-month pricing, but I want to renegotiate it 11 months, nobody's going to do that with you.
Medicaid Director Jen Steele stated. While Deputy Health Secretary Jeff Reynolds said the state isn't going to get a better deal money-wise.
We're paying the bare minimum that the federal government will allow us to run the program. When these guys bid, they're not bidding on price. They bid on their expertise.
Secretary Gee says this is Louisiana's best option right now.
We do not have the number of state employees who have the expertise to do the services in the way that these companies do. And we've seen that through our outcomes, which have improved dramatically with the advent of managed care.
Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt wants proof.
Show me not just are we doing enough breast screenings, but are we really reducing the incidence of breast cancer? Want to see the incidence of diabetes or whatever declining.
Gee suggested that's an unrealistic expectation.
What can be measured is an issue. Can it be measured effectively? Can it be improved? And will it make an impact on health?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.